A word for you from John chapter 3 verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit." Now this is the conversation that Nicodemus, the leader, one of the prominent members of the Sanhedrin, a Pharisee that taught others the law. He knew all that God had said in the Old Testament, and yet he didn't know this basic principle of the kingdom of heaven. You cannot see the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said in verse 3. You cannot enter it. You cannot be saved, in other words, unless you are born again. You see, we are all born as flesh. And that's why Jesus goes on to explain, flesh can only give birth to flesh, but the Spirit can give birth to spirit. In other words, if it is something that God does, it is His work and not ours. And yet, as I will explain in another word for you, there is something that God demands of you as well, that you come to Him to be born again. You ask Him. Now, here Jesus does say, and it's a mystery to some, when He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit." Now we understand, I hope you do, regarding the Spirit, and it is clear to you, but we will be expounding on that in another word for you. But here, born of water, what does that mean? Well, it might be a mystery to you as it was to Nicodemus. Is it baptism? Possibly. And that is an interpretation that is often brought forth, and it has something to it. But how about looking at something that Nicodemus was very familiar with, the book of Ezekiel, for instance, and that's not the only place, where it says in chapter 36, verse 25, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from you the stone, your heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you." In other words, He will make them truly human as God intended us to be. It is a work of the Spirit, God says in verse 27 here. "I will put my spirit within you." And He continues to say, "and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." Isn't that wonderful? That is a statement from the Old Testament about being born again.